commuters convenient, ABS has been working with the Land Transport Authority to enable the use of contactless credit and debit cards for public transport fare payments, the first country in Asia to do so. Yet another milestone is reached tonight with the launch of the much anticipated real-time funds transfer service using just the customer's mobile number, NRIC, or FIN numbers. More milestones will come soon, with banks working intensely with MAS and government agencies to provide seamless and smart solutions across various activities, including account opening, KYC, payments, wealth management, trade finance, and so on. While pursuing various initiatives in the race to be a smart financial center, let's not lose sight of our ultimate objective. It is not about pursuing technology or efficiency for its own sake, but to achieve sustainable business growth and quality of life for customers. Advances in technology and innovations have led to greater speed, ease, and convenience. This opens up borderless opportunities for everyone, including criminals. Innovations and disruptions take on different meanings when applied with due intent. Indeed, technology has allowed crimes to be committed quickly, easily, and on a large scale, impacting individuals, industries, and countries. Recent incidents, from ransomware to terrorist attacks, are stark reminders. Strengthening our security systems to counter such threats remains a top priority. The industry is taking a proactive, collaborative, and multi-pronged approach. Because whether it's fighting terrorism, financial or cyber crimes, teamwork and coordination are key. We are only as strong as our weakest link. As chairman of the Permanent Committee on Finance, Investment and Trade, ABS has organized various workshops and sharing sessions with regional peers. Topics such as trade internationalization and digital economy will come into greater focus as Singapore assumes the chairmanship of ASEAN next year. There is much we can learn from one another. We see it as our duty to collaborate, to share, and to help one another in our interconnected world. We each have to play our part to embrace our collective responsibility in order to realize our fullest potential in a larger community. This ties in with the mission of ABS to bring together industry players for the greater good. That spirit of teamwork and inclusiveness is all the more crucial as the industry transforms itself in the next phase of growth, where the pace of change will only accelerate. The mindset and actions of everyone in this room are what will determine our future.
And ABS will be launching PayNow this evening. MBS introduced the anti-commingling framework in 2001 to separate the financial and non-financial businesses of banks. It was a preemptive move to strengthen the focus of our banks on building core capabilities on banking and finance. This policy has served the industry well. But the policy has not remained static. In 2011, MAS took the first step to give banks greater allowance to carry on non-financial businesses that are related or complementary to the bank's core business, core financial businesses. Since then, the outlook has changed further. The growing ease of accessing financial services over the internet and smartphones presents new channels for banks to deliver value-added services to customers. The line between financial and non-financial business is also blurry. Banks are facing increasing competition from online and non-financial players that have leveraged their large user base to provide digital wallets, payments, and remittance services. MAS recognizes that we can simplify our requirements to enable banks to embed banking services into consumers' day-to-day activities. So first, MAS will streamline regulatory requirements for banks seeking to conduct or invest in permissible non-financial businesses that are related or complementary to their core financial businesses. Currently, banks seeking to conduct or invest in non-financial businesses must comply with specific conditions and obtain approval from their parent supervisory authority. Going forward, banks will not need to seek prior regulatory approval before conducting or acquiring major equity stakes in permissible non-financial businesses. MAS will also remove detailed requirements such as conducting regular stress tests or external audits. However, MAS will continue to require banks and their boards to replace the necessary risk management governance arrangements. It remains important for banks to focus on their core financial businesses. Hence, MAS will limit such non-financial businesses to 10% of a bank's capital funds. Second, MAS will allow banks to operate digital platforms that match buyers and sellers of consumer goods or services, as well as online sale of consumer goods and services. These activities must be related or complementary to banks' core financial businesses and will be subject to the cap I mentioned earlier. Banks are currently prohibited from selling consumer goods, but non-bank digital players are now offering a seamless transactional experience in the sale as well as payment of consumer goods. Under MAS's proposal, banks may be involved in the sale of consumer goods and services on this platform in a way that provides synergy to the provision of banking services. Beyond digital platforms, banks will need to seek case-by-case approval, and we do not want banks to engage in the sale of consumer goods and services as a business in its own right. A wise move. We want the ABS to remain as an association of banks and not the association of bazaars. Now, MAS will provide the operational details of these policy changes in a consultation paper that will be released by the end of September. Let me move on to fostering innovation in payments. As Singapore progresses to become a smart nation, the country needs a robust electronic payments system that allows individuals and businesses to send and receive money easily. Let me recap the progress we have made to date in our e-payments journey and provide an update on latest developments. Unified point of sales, or UPOS, terminals are being deployed at major supermarkets and convenience stores across the country. They make payments easier for customers and help frontline service staff to be more productive and efficient. Going beyond the established merchants, MAS and NEA are working to trial various electronic payment solutions in a few hawker centres, with a view to achieving mass adoption in subsequent years. For instance, hawkers can accept contactless cards or QR codes, which consumers can scan with their phones to make payments. MAS will also be reviewing the regulatory regime for payments. Last year, MAS proposed an activity-based regulatory framework for payments that will right-size requirements to the specific payments activities that new players are undertaking. MAS is carefully reviewing the industry feedback provided in the first round of consultation and aims to respond by November. MAS will also be conducting a second round of public consultation. We also established a forum for the payments industry and businesses to come together to discuss payment strategies and cross-cutting issues, as well as promote interoperable payment solutions. MAS has invited 18 senior leaders representing banks, payment companies, industry associations, and businesses to form a payments council under MAS's leadership. This is a unique opportunity for stakeholders in the payments ecosystem to collaboratively chart the future of Singapore's e-payments journey. But the most significant development in our e-payments journey begins tonight with the official launch by ABS of PayNow. I congratulate ABS and the Banking Computer Services for many months of hard work, and also the 7 participating banks for making PayNow a reality. PayNow will make use of Singapore's real-time 24/7 fast and secure transactions, or known as a fast payment system, to allow PayNow users to securely and seamlessly transfer funds to each other using only the recipient's mobile numbers or IC numbers. The government is also looking into the use of PayNow to make payments directly to citizens' bank accounts using the NRIC numbers.
Launched in March 2014, the real-time funds transfer system available today. Watch.
There's just so many steps.
It's like too many levels of authorization. Logging in, using a password and a username, verification by text.
Type in all the information. I think it's very intuitive for the older generation.
And then they'll be like, what's your account number? Ten-digit bank account number.
With internet banking, it's not that it doesn't work, it's just the bank sends you to each other.
A secure but very efficient
transparent delivery.
No bank account number business.
Go by like usernames. All you need is their phone number.
Three simple steps.
I can do it when I want, where I want, how I want.
Easy peasy. Just log in and transfer. That's it.
Yes. We heard what customers want and need, and ABS is pleased to have worked closely with the 7 banks that offer FAST over the last 2 years towards offering their customers improved funds transfer service to make it even more convenient, simpler, and frictionless. So no more need to remember your account numbers, no complex steps to send money fast, secure, safe. All you need now is to know your recipient's mobile number. It is this simple. From your bank's mobile banking app, select Pay Now. Enter your recipient's mobile number, enter the amount to be sent, verify name of intended recipient, send. That's it. The other party has received the money. Even myself, okay? Queen of analog. Over 70 years old, I can use it, you can use it too. Okay, and I want to thank the relevant staff from the 7 banks, working, the teams working on technology, on the business, on the operations and legal work groups, as well as DCS, the technology service provider that operates the system, and of course, MAS on a PPP, public-private sector basis. We have to do it. We do it because this is a la Singapore. And then after that, we are having a 6-month marketing blitz to promote PayNow in cinema halls, in buses, in MRTs, in taxis, on FaceTime, on YouTube, on social media, on radio, on TV. So now it gives me my pleasure to invite the 7 CEOs of the 7 participating banks. May I have Mr. Citibank, Mr. Arun Gupta, DBS, Mr. Piyush Gupta, May I have your number, please?